Today on 101.5, let's welcome Carla Melbourne, President of the Greater Caboolture Chamber of Commerce, to the studio. Good morning, Carla.
Morning, Debbie.
Carla, the Queensland Small Business Commissioner team provides practical information, support and assistance to help Queensland small business thrive. What are some of the outcomes that you've seen delivered to make a difference for small businesses across the state and here in the city of Moreton?
So one of the great things that the Small Business Commissioner team offers is assistance with dispute resolution, particularly for retail and commercial leases. And this can be really helpful for businesses to avoid lengthy and expensive legal battles. The mediation services they offer are significantly cheaper and faster, meaning that businesses can get back to doing their business rather than having to deal with those issues. The other great thing about the Small Business Commission is that it's a great voice for businesses, such as through their Small Business Friendly program, which the City of Moreton Bay is a part of. This program is all about improving collaboration with local council to improve conditions for small businesses. Together with the United Voice, policymakers are much more likely to listen to the needs of small businesses. And I know that submissions have been made on a number of areas, including tax reform, industrial relation changes, etc.
Excellent. That makes sense. Last time you were here with 101.5, we spoke about the Future of Moreton Bay Region 2032 event, organised by GCCC and other organisations that showcase government infrastructure and private investment in tourism in the near future here. Your next networking breakfast is coming up in conjunction with your AGM. As a chamber, you'll always look to increase your strength. What are the benefits of joining forces and becoming a member of the Greater Caboolture Chamber of Commerce?
So there's a number of reasons to get involved with your local Chamber of Commerce as a business owner. Really simple things like advocacy and representation. So as a chamber, we are a voice for local businesses and we advocate for policies and initiatives that support the economic growth of the businesses in our community to make sure that they don't just survive, but in fact thrive. We also offer opportunities for networking and collaboration. So we have monthly events where businesses can both get to know other businesses in their area and get the support from them. They can also improve their local connections so they can make great referrals and use businesses as part of their supply chain. And we also offer a lot of educational opportunities. So for new businesses or businesses that are coming up with new hurdles, it's a great place to be able to improve your business owner skills and get new ideas to make sure that business can continue to do really well. Because we know there's a lot of pressure on businesses at the moment, and we know that the landscape is changing a lot. So we really take our role on the chamber really seriously in terms of making sure businesses have got the skills that they need to not just survive but to thrive. So that's why we always have such great guest speakers involved, and it's also really great in terms of your credibility as a business to be involved in your local community, to meet people and be able to promote your business to other local community organisations and business groups as well.
Okay, Carla, to whet our appetites, tell us a little of the background of the guest speaker that the Chamber will have in October, John Hale.
So John Hale has advice for a heap of major brands. So think of businesses like Toyota, Westpac, Flight Centre, the Dulux Group. And what he has done is that he has taught strategy at 5 leading business schools. So he really does bring some academic rigour and practical insight into his work. He's also the author of 4 acclaimed books on strategy and leadership, which are widely used by business leaders and educators. The event that he's going to be delivering for us is a strategic shift event. So what that will be is an interactive masterclass that's designed to help business owners and leaders break free from those daily distractions, focus on strategic thinking and goal setting, tackle their biggest strategic challenge, and build habits for consistent process. John uses what he calls the 4 C's of strategic transformation. So clarity, to identify and eliminate time vampires, commitment, to let go of outdated beliefs, and collaboration, to work together to solve strategic challenges, and consistency, to use tools like strategy sprints and notes to stay on track. So I'm sure it will be a great event and we'd love to see you all there.
What a great opportunity with the AGM coming up in October to join the Chamber. Have your say and join forces to craft the business landscape in City of Moreton. That was Carla Melbourne, President of the Greater Caboolture Chamber of Commerce, keeping our community connected and informed. Listen to the podcast again on 101.5fm.com.au.